KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, it's mostly clear and 34 degrees. We look for skies to be sunny to partly sunny here today. The high of 50. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. In the news, the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa says 33-year-old Everett David Moles, a resident of Mills County, was sentenced to 86 months in prison Wednesday for possession of child pornography. U.S. District Judge John Jarvie also ordered Moles to serve a 20-year term of supervised release following his incarceration. On August 31st of 2012, Moles pled guilty to a charge of possession of child pornography after an extensive investigation into his receiving images and videos of child pornography on his cellular phone. At the time of his guilty plea, Moles admitted that from September of 2009 and continuing through May of 2011, he had images on his cellular telephone that depicts minors engaged in sexually explicit conduct. The investigation was conducted by the Mills County Sheriff's Office, Mills County Attorney's Office, and the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation. It was prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. KJAN News Time is 7:08.
Once upon a time, there were three bears.
Papa Bear,
Mama Bear,
and Baby Bear.
Pa, wake up.
What is it, Ma? You're supposed to be sleeping.
I was, but I was just thinking.
You woke me up because you were thinking?
Well, just listen to me. With our new addition, we're going to need some updating done to our cave, including the plumbing.
Then, one day, this boy came to the door.
So, you need to have some plumbing done.
Oh, you again?
Again? May I suggest you call Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. They also specialize in new and remodeled plumbing, as well as sewer and line repair. Plus, they always offer prompt, courteous service at competitive prices.
You know, Pa, they did do good work on our heating system.
For all your plumbing needs, call Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic, 243-2260.
Can we go back to sleep now? It's way too soon to be awake.
A new addition? Cool beans. I'm going to be a big sister.
Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County say an Adams County man was arrested Wednesday afternoon for violating a protective order. 48-year-old David Adsit of Prescott was taken into custody in Adams County just after 1 o'clock. He was wanted on a valid Montgomery County warrant for the violation. Adsit was transported by Adams County deputies to the county line, where he was turned over to a Montgomery County deputy and then transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where he was being held on $300 bond. Lenox Police Chief John Huggins reports a Lenox man was sentenced to 6 months in prison after entering a plea of guilty last week to an aggravated misdemeanor charge of assault with the intent to commit sexual abuse. As part of the plea agreement with prosecutors, a charge of indecent contact with a child was dismissed against 39-year-old Freddy Ramirez. The charge was filed on August 30th by Lenox Police as a result of a complaint stating Ramirez had lured a 12-year-old female into his home with the intent to sexually abuse her. Ramirez had been sentenced to pay a fine of $650 plus surcharges, but the fine was suspended. He was also sentenced to 360 days in the Taylor County Jail, with 181 days of that suspended. In addition, Ramirez was placed on probation with the Iowa Department of Probation for 2 years. He has to pay a $25 per day jail fee, enroll in and complete a sex offender program, and he must register as a sexual offender and not have contact with the victim or her family. He was also ordered to pay restitution to the victim as well as attorney's costs. A second jury has failed to return a verdict in a lawsuit filed against Madison County Sheriff Craig Bush by a former dispatcher alleging sexual harassment. Catherine Frank originally filed a lawsuit in 2005 against Madison County and then Sheriff Paul Welsh and Bush, who was a deputy. She alleged Bush made offensive sexual remarks and groped her. The county settled the case, paying Frank $60,000. After Bush became sheriff in 2009, Frank claims that he retaliated against her. She filed a civil rights complaint in August of 2009 and later that month was fired. She sued, claiming civil rights violations. A jury trial last December ended in a mistrial when the jurors deadlocked. A second trial early this month has ended with the same result. Jurors were dismissed Monday, unable to reach a verdict. And a traffic stop Tuesday by an Iowa State Patrol trooper on Interstate 80 in Cass County resulted in the confiscation of 210 pounds of high-grade marijuana. The sheriff's office said 54-year-old Charles Scott Hunstable and 34-year-old Jorge Armando Morfin, both of Modesto, California, were being held in the Cass County Jail on charges which include possession with the intent to deliver marijuana, prohibited acts, a drug tax stamp violation, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Their bonds were set at $20,000. The pot reportedly had a street value of around $1 million. The Iowa State Patrol says the Chevy RV or motorhome was stopped at around 3:50 p.m. Tuesday, about halfway between the Wyota and Anita exits, for having an equipment violation. After the trooper became suspicious of criminal activity, probable cause resulted in a search of the vehicle and discovery of the pot. Last week, you may recall, two separate traffic stops on I-80 in Cass County resulted in three drug-related arrests and at least 17 pounds of high-grade marijuana being seized. News time is 7:12.
Hello?
Hi, Helen.
Wait, what's going on over there?
Well, I was trying to get a jump start and do a checkup on my furnace.
What do you know about furnaces? Don't you know you're supposed to leave that to the professionals like those at Masker Plumbing and Heating?
Well, Marge, it's only in a few pieces. Do you think they can come put it back together for me?
Oh, Helen, what were you thinking? Here, let me get you the number for Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic so you can call someone who knows what they're doing. It's 712-243-2260.
Call Masker Plumbing and Heating to set up your furnace inspection today. Be sure to check with your tax advisor for any available tax credits for installing new high-efficiency equipment. For all of your plumbing, heating, cooling, backhoe service, and septic tank needs, see Masker Plumbing and Heating or give them a call at 712-243-2260. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. In the funeral announcements, Robert Francis Carter, age 82 of Carson, died Monday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Robert Carter will be today at 10:30 at the Henderson Christian Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland is in charge of the arrangements. Harvey Sandhorst, age 70 of Atlantic, died Monday. Funeral services for Harvey Sandhorst will be held today at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. James Jim McCallan, age 43 of Ashland, Oregon, died December 4th. Funeral services for Jim McCallan will be tonight at 7 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Robert Bob Auerbach, age 94 of Atlantic, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Bob Auerbach will be held Friday at 10 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Marilyn Busey, age 57, a lifelong Cass County resident, died Friday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Marilyn Busey will be held this Saturday at 10:30 at the First Evangelical Lutheran Church in Wyota. Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic has arrangements. Stephen Hess, age 68 of Earlham, died Tuesday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Stephen Hess will be Saturday at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Earlham. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham has arrangements. Marilyn Nielsen, age 78 of Avoca, died Wednesday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Marilyn Nielsen will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Fred Nielsen, age 80 of Menlo, died Monday in Panora. Funeral services for Fred Nielsen will be Saturday at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Dexter. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. And Louis Lou Henry Hall, age 69 of Defiance, died Wednesday in Erling. Funeral services for Lou Hall will be held on Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Our news and funeral announcements were brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.